It's hard to imagine a Christmas without light displays these days. We put them on trees, on houses, even on pickup trucks. But it hasn't always been this way. The first set of wired Christmas lights was sold exactly 100 years ago. Joining me from Knoxville, Tennessee, is Bill Nelson. He's a collector of antique holiday bulbs. Bill, tell me about that first set of Christmas lights.
They were actually sold by General Electric. They were made out of very heavy cloth-covered wire and had miniature porcelain sockets. And it was very difficult to handle. It was expensive. It cost $24, which was an average person's weekly pay.
How safe were these things?
The first ones were actually not too safe for two reasons. Number one, the bulbs burned hot enough to ignite paper or a Christmas tree. And the other problem was that the wires were so heavy that went into the sockets that they often broke off.
Now, one thing that I'm told is that Christmas lights became popular even before they were sold to the general public. How could that happen?
Well, what happened was that a vice president of Thomas Edison's put some light bulbs on a tree as actually a publicity stunt. The social elite of the time picked up on this, and it became a status symbol. They would have what were called Christmas tree parties, where they would light a tree from top to bottom, which was extremely expensive in those days.
And ordinary folks like us, we had, what, candles on our trees?
Exactly. Candles or nothing at all. In those days, Santa Claus brought the Christmas tree, and when the children awoke, they were kept away from the tree until the parents had actually lit the candles. And then the candles were then put out because they were so dangerous.
I got to ask you this one because, you know, this drives me crazy. when you get those lights, you know, just one goes out, the whole thing goes out.
Exactly.
Why did they make it so that if one went out, they would all go out?
Well, it was to reduce the burning temperature of the lamps. They had lights that would run on 120 volts, but they burned so hot that they were extremely dangerous. So the only technology they had in those days was to make bulbs that burned on a reduced voltage. And so they took the voltage and divided it by the number of lights, and that reduced the temperature very dramatically.
I bet if I came to your house in Knoxville, Tennessee, I'd get quite a display, huh?
You would indeed. We have a Christmas tree up in every room, usually decorated for a particular decade. We've got one up for the 50s and one for the 40s, one for the 30s.
The 50s? Was it have an Elvis thing hanging?
No. The 50s has a lot of unusual colored lights. That's when the non-traditional colors became very popular, pink, things like that.
Bill Nelson decorates his trees this holiday season in Knoxville, Tennessee. Thanks for taking this time with me today.
I appreciate it. Enjoyed it very much.